now to the politics of health care. The Supreme Court is getting ready to hear arguments about the Obama health care law, and supporters and opponents alike are holding rallies and staffing the phones to remind people why the law is so great or why it's so terrible. Republicans have been energized by a desire to see the law repealed, but as NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports, the issue could be more complicated for the GOP than it seems.
It's hard to find any Republicans who like the health care law. Polls show disapproval among Republican voters close to 90%, with 77% voicing strong disapproval. In the contentious Republican primary, the candidates are as one on this subject.
The fact is, every person up here understands Obamacare is a disaster.
It is wrong for health care. It's wrong for the American people. It's unconstitutional.
But nobody talks about where the money's going to come from.
Obamacare is public enemy number one against freedom in America, and it must be repealed.
More than any other Republican candidate, Rick Santorum has tied what he calls Obamacare to the bedrock conservative issue of personal freedom. He says it's how President Obama will make every American dependent on the federal government. And he claims Mitt Romney will be unable to make this fundamental argument about the proper role of government in the fall election because RomneyCare was the blueprint for Obamacare.
It's one thing to defend a mandated top-down government-run health care program that you imposed on the people of your state. It's another thing to recommend and encourage the President of the United States to impose the same thing on the American people.
Santorum is referring to a USA Today op-ed Romney wrote in 2009 where he supported mandates, just like he had a year earlier in a 2008 Republican primary debate.
I like mandates. The mandates work.
Beg your pardon? I didn't know you were going to admit that.
No, absolutely.
You like mandates.
Let me tell you what kind of mandates I like, Fred.
Many Republicans can't forgive Romney for that. And as Democratic strategist Jeff Garin points out, it's at the heart of Romney's continuing trouble with the conservative base of his party.
Mitt Romney's history with health care reform is a signal to conservative Republicans that he is a person not to be trusted.
Healthcare could very well end up as a net negative for President Obama in the fall, but Stephanie Cutter, the president's deputy campaign manager, says she is looking forward to the debate if Romney is the nominee.
We'd love for him to join in talking about the incredible benefits of healthcare reform, both in Massachusetts, that is proving to be hugely successful, and the beginnings of the success of the president's healthcare reform law, which is just 2 years in implementation. Whether it's neutralized in a general election if Mitt Romney's the nominee, it's not for me to say, but I will say we'd love to have the conversation about what it means to this country to reform the healthcare system and the real benefits that it's having in people's lives.
And then there's the wild card of the Supreme Court. If the whole law or just the mandate is struck down, Republicans will rejoice at their huge victory. But then what? Republicans used to say their goal was to repeal and replace the law. But so far, there's been lots of talk about repeal and very little about replace. Bill McInturff is a Republican pollster who's spent years polling the public about health care.
This is where life gets complicated. It's fine for a congressional majority to say they're going to repeal a piece of legislation. However, if you're running for president, you end up having to be in the world of telling you what it would be replaced with. And there are popular elements of this legislation.
Elements like the ban on discriminating against people with pre-existing conditions or letting kids stay on their parents' plans until they're 26. Neither Mitt Romney nor Rick Santorum has said what they would do about those provisions after repeal, but they might have to if the Supreme Court puts health care back into the center of the presidential election. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.